Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 46, Scene 3. Srimati Radharani talks again with the bumblebee. This talk of Radharani with the bumblebee messenger and her accusing Krishna, and at the same time, Radharani's inability to give up talking about Krishna, are symptoms of the topmost transcendental ecstasy known as Mahabhava. The ecstatic Mahabhava manifestation is possible only in the persons of Srimati Radharani and her associates, the gopis. Great acharyas like Srila Rupa Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur have analyzed these Mahabhava speeches of Srimati Radharani, and they have described the different sentiments such as Udgurna or bewilderment and Jalpa, Pratijalpa, talking in different ways. In Srimati Radharani is found the science of Ujjala or the brightest jewel of love of Godhead. While Srimati Radharani was talking with the bee, and the bee was flying hither and thither, it all of a sudden disappeared from Radharani's sight. She was in full mourning due to separation from Krishna, and she was feeling ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, Radharani became almost mad, thinking that the messenger bee might have returned to Krishna to inform him all about her talking against him. Oh, Krishna must have been very sorry to hear it. This is how Radharani was thinking. In this way, she was very much overwhelmed with another type of ecstasy. In the meantime, the bee, flying hither and thither, appeared before Radharani again. And now she thought, oh, Krishna is still kind to me. For in spite of the messenger carrying disruptive messages, Krishna is so kind that he has once again sent the bee to take me to him. And so, Srimati Radharani was very careful this time not to say anything against Krishna. Oh, my dear bumblebee friend, I welcome you. Krishna is so kind that he has once again sent you. Fortunately, Krishna is so kind and affectionate towards me that he has sent you back in spite of your carrying my message against him. My dear friend, you can now ask from me whatever you want. I shall give you anything because you are so kind upon me. You have come to take me to Krishna because Krishna is not able to come here. Now, Krishna is surrounded by new girlfriends in Mathura. But you are a tiny creature, so how can you take me there? How will you be able to help me in meeting Krishna while he is taking rest there, along with the goddess of fortune and embracing her to his chest? Oh, never mind. Let us forget all these things about my going there or sending you. Please, let me know how Krishna is faring in Mathura. Tell me if he still remembers his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, his affectionate mother, Yashoda, his cowherder boyfriends, and his poor friends like us, the gopis. I am sure that Krishna must sometimes sing about us. We served him just like maidservants without any payment. Is there any possibility that Krishna will again come back and place his arms around us? Krishna's limbs are always fragrant with the scent of a guru. Please, put all these inquiries to Krishna on our behalf.
Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar. Nanda Kumar Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Madana Gopala. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Govinda Hari.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.